Darren Shackelford once again to join us up here, our VBS director. Round of applause for Darren once more. He did a great job this week. And Darren and I, mostly Darren, but me a little bit, we're going to kind of talk through some of the big ideas from VBS that we left these kids with. That way you guys are hearing them as well. So, welcome back.
Thanks, Pastor Matt. So yes, kids and staffers, you're going to have to help me out because you're going to have some part in this, all right? So day one of VBS is always exciting. We're coming together. We're seeing who's here and getting everything put together. So on day one, we met our Bible buddy. Every day we had a Bible buddy that we met that would teach us something. And day one was Tad the Frogfish. And he taught us that God is a friend who's real. We met Tad the Frogfish, and he taught us that God is a friend who's real.
Thanks, God.
Thank you. So much better. All right. So how did we communicate this to the kids? Because that's a big concept. Well, they did some things throughout the day, but at the opening, we talked about, or at the closing, excuse me, we talked about things you can't see that are real. So I pulled out my phone, and I said, what is this? And of course, they all said, cell phone. And then I made a call, and I called one of our leaders that was sitting out here, and she answered, and we talked, and I told her that God is a friend who's real.
Thanks, God.
Good, you're catching on. So we talked about how the phone call was real. You could hear me. She answered it, but the sound waves you can't see. But the sound waves are real, even though you can't see them. We also talked about light. We can see the light is on, but we can't physically touch the light rays, but we know it's there, and sometimes it makes us warm, like when we step out in the sun. So even though there's things all around us that we can't physically see, but they're real. So God is a friend who's real, even though we can't see him. I know, I didn't leave space, sorry. God is a friend who's real.
Thanks, God.
Even though we can't see him. We also, on the first day, gave the kids these blue bracelets that say, watch for God. And every day, we would talk about, in their crews and their little groups they had, they would talk about things called God sightings, things that they saw that reminded them that God is a friend who's real.
Thanks, God.
You guys are good. You're catching on. So they would share things like, oh, I saw the pretty trees this morning, or oh, I woke up, or breakfast was waiting for me when I came out to before I went to VBS. So it was a really cool first day.
Yeah, we were really glad to start the day on that note because we have kids coming in who maybe don't have a church background, right? There are kids there who don't go to church, who hadn't read the Bible, don't know much of anything about Jesus, and maybe for them, church or God was just an idea, a concept kind of floating out there, and they weren't sure really how tangible or real it was. Is this just a made-up story, that sort of thing? And so we were just glad to be able to reinforce that God is real, and he hears you, and he is relational and wants to know you. And so being able to reinforce that on the first day was really important, that this we're not just making this up. This isn't just some cute story that sounds good, but it's real. God is a friend who's real.
Good job, Pastor Matt.
Thank you.
So on day two, we met our friend Finley the dolphin. There were some oohs this first service, sorry. All right.
Ooh.
So yeah, ooh, yeah. Finley the dolphin. And Finley taught us that God is a friend who loves.
Thanks, God.
Right. We talked about how in the water, when you're a scuba diver, you can't breathe underwater. That'd be really hard because you got your tank, you got the regulator, you got your mask, you know, and you can't breathe and talk underwater. So we have to communicate in a different way. So we learned a symbol, we learned a hand signal at VBS. You guys got to help me out if you remember it, that scuba divers use. Who remembers what the hand symbol was? There we go. They make a fist and they go like this on top of their head. And that means I'm okay. And that's how they communicate underwater because they can't talk. So we also talked about how God, we don't see him, and we don't hear his voice. Like, he's not going to stand here with Pastor Matt on a Sunday morning, and he's not going to physically speak at us. He'll speak through Pastor Matt, but he communicates to us through the Bible, and the Bible is something real, and his words are there to show us that he loves us, because God is a friend who loves.
Thanks, God.
Our Bible story that day was about Jonah. So the kids in Deep Bible Adventure got to go out there. You might have seen a quick glimpse of it on the slideshow. There was even a whale. The kids got to go in the whale. Did you guys go in the whale? I heard there were fish bones in the whale. Were there fish bones? Yep. You're lucky we didn't follow the suggestion about canned tuna. All right. So Jonah was our Bible story that day because God loved Jonah even though Jonah didn't do what he was supposed to do. Did I steal your thunder?
No,
I'm sorry.
You covered it. That was great. Yeah.
You want me to move on?
Yeah, you're good.
You can tell we've rehearsed a lot, y'all.
Yeah. Over to you. All right. Keep going.
So on day 3, we met our friend Fisher the Seal.
Oh.
And Fisher was from Australia. There you go. I like that. You're on for VBS next year. You're on it. All right. So we learned that day that God is a friend we can trust.
Thanks. Yeah.
So Fisher talked about how he has a protective coating and blubber that keeps him safe and warm and protected, much like God keeps us safe and warm and protected. We talked about how having a dive buddy is really, really important. You should never go diving or swimming. There's a lot of things we shouldn't do without having a buddy. And we can't do it alone, especially if you're scuba diving. Who's going to watch for sharks? Who's going to watch for if you get into trouble? You need to have a buddy. Because we all need God as our buddy. We all need Jesus as our buddy because we can't do this life alone.
Yeah, well said.
I'm just, okay.
No, you're, yeah,
apparently,
you're
I'm giving
great.
The sermon today.
You
all right.
The Lord. Yep.
Here
keep
we
up,
go.
Keep it up.
I'm always better second Woo. Service.
Well
okay.
done.
Give you some church today. Yeah. All right. So on day 4, we met Waylon. You guys are going to tell me because I got it wrong the first service. Waylon the whale. Fish, right? Whale shark. It's been a long week, y'all. All right. We met Waylon the whale shark, and he taught us that God is a friend forever.
Thanks, God.
So that day, we had this really cool visual. We had the kids and crew leaders in their groups. We had them link arms. And we said, so this is like when you have a friendship, just like you got there. Perfect, ladies in the front row. So you link arms, and you have a friendship. But sometimes things happen, and you unlink arms because friendships here don't last forever. Your friend might move away, or you might move away. Or maybe you and your friend have an argument, and you're mad at each other. And for a while, maybe you're not friends. But maybe you end up forgiving each other, and you can be friends again. And of course, we all know that life here on Earth isn't forever. So eventually, our friends aren't here anymore at all, which is sad. But friendship with God lasts forever. It goes on and on and on and on. And we don't ever have to worry because God is a friend forever.
Thanks, God.
It was also a great way for me to tie in and tell the kids that day about all of you that took a card home and prayed for them. I told them that the people at this church, I wrote all their little names down on the cards, and every single one of them had somebody praying for them all week. And they were like, what? I said, yeah. Well, we don't know who they are. I said, and they don't know who you are either. But they're praying for you because they love you, and they want you to know Jesus and have a great time at VBS.
And that day, I got something this time. That day at our Sticky Scripture, Christy Henning, Mrs. Henning, and Philip Wood were the teachers of the Bible memory verse in the scripture time all week, and they, on this day, shared the story of Lazarus dying in John chapter 11, and Mary and Martha being distraught about that, and they just handled it so well, talking about the idea of death, which, hey, talking to kids about death, that's kind of a big thing, right? Kind of, I was like, I wonder how this is going to go. And yet, that morning they were teaching on the idea of resurrection, right? That even though we die, for those who trust in Christ, we will live again. He's able to raise us back to life. And so we talked about that incredible hope that we have as followers of Jesus, that our relationship with God, again, doesn't end at death, but because of the hope of resurrection, he makes us alive again, and we have forever to look forward to with God. And so our teachers handled that really well. It was well done.
And we reinforced that at our closing that day. You may have seen it in the pictures. We had a cross that was sitting here in the middle, and what we did was we took a roll of red crepe paper streamers, and we started it over there, and we stretched it all the way over to the other side here of the worship center. And over there, our preschool class got up and decided they wanted to help, which worked out great. And they held part of it over there. And we said, so that's like when you start life, when you're a baby and you're born and you're getting older. And then we had one of our teen helpers here. And we said, now this is like when you get to be a teenager and you get to do cool things like drive and really cool things like algebra. And then we kind of worked our way over here to the end, and we said, so over here is when you're older, and maybe you have grandkids, or maybe you get to be like an adopted grandparent to somebody. So here's your whole timeline of life. And then we took the streamer right here in the middle, and I ripped it in half. Because I said, life isn't forever here on earth. And we had one of our students, Jackson Habegger, who came up, and he played the role of Jesus for us. And he grabbed each streamer and held it with his arms outstretched, just like on the cross. And we were able to show them that when you have Jesus, life does go on forever. You have eternal life. Okay, that's still good.
That'll preach.
So day five, our last day, everybody was breathing a sigh of relief because we'd made it. And we had a great time doing it. So on day five, we got to meet Octavia the octopus. She's still hanging out here on the wall. And she taught us that God is a friend for everyone.
Thanks, God.
And we got to do a really cool exercise with that. And so you're going to help us out. We're going to do a little bit of it right now. So if you own a dog, please raise your hand. So God loves people who own dogs. If you ate cereal this morning for breakfast, raise your hand. God loves people who eat cereal. If you're a middle child, raise your hand. God loves middle children.
We sure?
Now, we are sure. Right.
Okay.
Marsha. All right. But here, we didn't do this one that day, but this one is close to my heart. God even loves people who like pineapple on pizza. Mm. I'm not sure why, but yes. God loves people who like pineapple on pizza. So God loves people regardless of what they have going on in their life. Even if they're not doing the right thing right now, God still loves them. Even if we're not making good choices, or we're not doing what our parents tell us to do, or we decided to do something we knew we shouldn't, God still loves us. His love never ends. God is a friend for everyone, no matter what.
Yeah, and of course, we wanted to leave these kids with this invitation to know that they can turn to the Lord no matter where they've been, or as they grow up, right, and have more to look back on, to know that no matter where life takes you, there's always this invitation from God with outstretched arms for them to come home to Him. Even in their sin or struggles, He invites them to trust in Him. The invitation is for everyone to come and trust in Jesus.
Yeah, so it was an amazing week at Scuba VBS. I cannot thank you, church, enough for all of the support you've given us in the months leading up and this past week, whether you were here working, whether you were praying for us, whether you donated financially, whether you did something behind the scenes. This would not happen without all of you being involved. And we are looking forward to next year. I don't have the dates yet, but are you ready? We're going to have more fun because next year's theme is True North, the Great Alaskan Adventure.
Ooh. All right.
Yes.
All
right. So we will not be in space and we will not be underwater. We'll be on dry land. We're back to dry land. So thank you again and for praying for them especially. That just, I can't tell you what that did for my heart. So thank you for that. Kids, you get excited, get to go with me out to FBC Kids while Pastor Matt finishes up this morning with your parents and everybody else, all right? So here's what I need you guys to do, because the band's already stepped down. I need you guys to snap your fingers for me. Yep, just snap your fingers. And kids, we're out that door, all right? Come with me.
Bye, kids. Bye. Woo. All right. Good job, everybody. We're all improvising a little bit this morning. You've done fantastic. Well done. And hey, as the kids go off to their class, we have just a few more minutes here together to kind of reflect on some of the things that we learned at VBS and just some of the things that as I looked around during the week, some of these truths that I think were helpful or would be helpful for us as adults to consider as well. And so the first thing I want to point us to is that, hey, the theme for the week was, of course, scuba, and you heard kind of each day had its individual theme, but the big kind of banner over all of it was that phrase on the screen, diving into friendship with God. And we want to just unpack this idea that God invites us to know Him, to walk through life with Him, right? That's true for kids. That's true for us as adults, enjoying friendship with God. And that is truly one of the most amazing things about the truth of the gospel. And as we read through the New Testament, is that God, though He is exalted and high and lifted up and mighty and sovereign and seated on His throne, and He's the ruler of the universe, all of that is true. And at the same time, He invites us to draw close to Him. He is near to the lowly. He knows the number of hairs on our head. He hears our voices. He cares about the details of our lives, and He calls us friends. Now, look at John 15 with me. Jesus' words, He says, "You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends. For everything that I learned from my Father, I have made known to you." So this is the words of Jesus here, right? We're not just making this up. It's not just kind of like a fluffy, feel-good concept here. We look to the words of Jesus, and He says, "You are my friends if you do what I command." If we trust the Lord and place our faith in Him and walk with Jesus, He says, "I have called you friends." What an amazing thing that through faith in Christ, the Holy Spirit of God comes to live within us and dwells within each individual believer. Looked this line online this week and saw a video of someone talking, a theologian talking about how someone read the New Testament for the first time and they were aware of all kinds of different world religions, Eastern religions, you name it. And then they read the New Testament and they were asked, "Hey, what was so amazing about what you read?" And they talked about the very near and real presence of God. That here in the truth of the gospel, we have the eternal God who comes to dwell within us by His Spirit. He's near to us. He calls us His friends. We can walk through life with Him. And so we started unpacking that and looked to this amazing truth of reconciliation, right? That we are invited to draw near to the Lord because of what Jesus has done. And so because of our sin, there's separation, there's break in relationship between us and God. But if we trust in Christ, we are reconciled and forgiven and cleansed. And so this friendship with God is made possible because of the work of Jesus Christ. So we're able to celebrate the gospel this week and point kids to that. So a couple other ideas that came to mind as we were going about our week. And the first was kingdom. Thinking about the kingdom of God, as I looked around, my first thought was, this is a display of the kingdom of God. And here's what I mean. The kingdom of God is the place where, again, God rules and reigns, where God's ways are followed, where the king is honored, and we obey the king and walk with the king. So Jesus said in Mark chapter 1, verse 15, when He came on the scene and His ministry was starting, He said, "The time has come, the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe the good news." So the world and the people in the Old Testament have been waiting for the king to arrive and waiting for God to establish His kingdom on earth as it is in heaven, meaning that on earth, how people relate to one another would reflect how God wants them to love and care for one another, that the kingdom of God would be marked by love and peace and forgiveness and joy and healthy relationships. And so as I looked around VBS, that was the hope that our interactions that week would be this display of the kingdom of God. That the world is a dark and scary place. And the values of the world don't always align with the values of God. But here in this place, we are people of the King, right? We honor the Lord Jesus and worship him, and then we try to live in such a way that we obey Christ and love one another and serve and forgive. And this place is marked by joy and peace. And that was one thing that, as we think about, you know, sometimes kids or even adults, right, we have this idea that church is a really serious place or maybe a scary place, right? It's something that's fearful or stern or heavy, or like you walk in and people like shouldn't maybe smile or laugh too much because we take things really serious here. And of course, there are very weighty, serious truths in Scripture. And at the same time, the Bible tells us that one of the fruits of the Spirit is joy, right? That if we know the Lord, there should just be this joy evident in our lives, in our hearts, how we live, how we treat one another. And so it was really sweet to see just the laughter and the silliness and the singing and the dancing and kids running around, just having a great time at church. That's seriously one of my favorite noises in the world is little kids in church laughing or yelling. I don't really care if they're making noise and they're here having a good time. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing. And so we got to experience this picture of the kingdom of God. And hopefully that's something that they are drawn to, attracted to, and yet maybe they're going to go home and they're not going to come back to church for years, but maybe they're going to be able years from now to look back and say, man, there was something about that place. There was something about those adults, there was something different there. There was this joy, this hope, this love, this sincerity that was on display, or that I felt. I don't even know if I could articulate it, but I felt it when I was there, and I want to be part of that. So I thought this week was a beautiful picture of the kingdom of God. The next idea that came to mind was that of the body of Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12 says, just as a body, though one has many parts, but all its many parts form one body, so it is with Christ. In that famous passage, it goes on to unpack that those of us who have trusted in Jesus and are part of his family are part of his body, and how a body is one and has many members, hands and feet and ears and so on. So each of us are different parts of the body of Christ, meaning we have different gifts. We don't all serve the Lord in the same way. We have different roles to play, different responsibilities, different ways that we contribute to the overall work of God in the world. And so VBS was just the perfect picture of that because we had, what, 50-ish adults and volunteers here in the building and all playing their part, working together so that these kids hear the gospel and have an amazing week. And looking around, again, the building this week, there were so many different jobs that had to be done. I mean, first of all, there was all the prep work, all the decoration, all those that came in early, Linda and Nancy and Rick and Ernie and others to help set up all this a beautiful space. Behind the scenes, the kids didn't see you in action, and yet your effort and work and heart made such an impact on this week. We had snack team, right? We had ladies who are working with the snacks every day, setting up these really creative, you saw some pictures of them, some really cool themed snacks that the kids got to enjoy. We had the rec crew. A few of us were out there running around on the lawn, being silly, using water bottles, throwing stuff at kids, playing dodgeball. It was awesome, having fun out there. We had the crew leaders, and let me tell you, I think our crew leaders were the MVPs of the week. The crew leaders were the ones who were assigned. There were two leaders assigned to, I think, probably five or six kids each. And they, from the time the kids got there until the time the kids got picked up, they were responsible for those kids. And so they would move around to all the different stations, to the snack time, pretty much no break the whole morning. They were focused on interacting with the kids and pointing them to Jesus. And for me, I mean, as a rec leader, I think it was a pretty cushy gig out there because, you know, we'd like throw some balls at kids and yell at them. And then take a break, like drink some coffee for a few minutes, and then the next group would come in. But those crew leaders, like nonstop, all morning, they're just on with the kiddos. And so I was so impressed by those crew leaders who did such a phenomenal job. We could go on and on. Some of those crew leaders were youth. So we had, I don't remember, 15 or more youth, so student volunteers that worked with the adults. And so these young people who had plenty of other things they could be doing with their summer, but they decided to come and help serve at VBS. And it was amazing to see those young people lead and teach and interact and love these kiddos along with us adults. That was beautiful. The preschool leaders, just, man, special shout out to Mary Harmon and Ramona Palmer. Because here's the deal. They, from 9 to noon, were with like 10 preschoolers in the toddler room. They came in here at the beginning, and they came back here for the closing thing, but other than that, they were on with preschoolers for hours. And I, after one day of that, I would probably quit. I would be done. And these ladies did it all week with smiles on their faces. I was just so impressed and thrilled. Shepherd, our little guy, was in there with them, and it was just so beautiful to see. We had, again, people up front. We had Jada and Darren and others doing the songs. We had people in the back behind the scenes doing the slides and the soundboard. We had runners, so we had Juan and Rob and others who were just like here for whatever was needed. We need to refill a water jug. We need to move a table. Right? We need to run and do this errand. They would do it. So it took so many people, and just, again, it was a picture of how we all have different jobs to do, different gifts, different ways that we contribute, but it's all pulling together for the same goal, to point people to Jesus and love our neighbors and do gospel ministry. So the week was a beautiful picture of the body of Christ. I probably forgot to mention some people. If I did, I apologize, but everybody, well done. And then the last kind of idea that came to mind thinking about this week was the word go. Really, the mission of all of this, the Lord Jesus, his commission to his church, Matthew 28, therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. So reminding us that our mission as a church is not just to have fun. It's not just to be silly or do, you know, acts of service in the community. It's to make disciples. We want to help people find and follow Jesus. And so that's what the goal of VBS was all about, was planting these gospel seeds or watering these seeds or teaching them the truth of Scripture and who God is and how they can have a relationship with God. So there's this spiritual focus to all of it, where we want to say, how can we invite people who don't know Jesus to come be part of this? Even though it was a thing where we were on our campus and people came to us, the heart of it was go, right? Worship, connect, grow, and go. How can we introduce people to Jesus, help these kids hear the gospel, invite families that aren't already here? And a big part of that, of course, was what Darren mentioned, the prayer emphasis that so many of you engaged with. Praying for these kiddos by name, right? Because we can plant seeds and we can water seeds, but Scripture tells us that God gives the growth, right? Only the Lord can change hearts. Only the Lord can change lives by his Spirit. And so we would be foolish to rush out ahead and say, look at what we're going to do and how we're going to bring people to Jesus. No, it has to be the Spirit of God at work. And so we prayed to the Lord on behalf of these kids. And we were humbled before him in that way. And at the same time, we did our best to be strategic and thoughtful to make connections with these families and with these kids. And that's actually a good principle in general, is that as we go out into the world, it's not just like pray and then sit back and do nothing. And it's also not just, hey, go work really hard, but don't pray. It's both, right? We pray fervently to the Lord that he would work in our community. And then we go and do all that we can do to reach people and share the gospel and invite people to know Jesus. And it's in the combination of those ideas that we see what mission is all about. And so along the way, some of you might not know this, but we had the Kona ice truck come on Wednesday. Because we were thinking, hey, what are ways that we can connect not just with the kids, but with these families? And connect with the parents and get to know them. And so we had the Kona ice truck come on Wednesday, just like it did at Easter. If you remember Easter, we had the Kona ice out there. So good. And so on Wednesday, we had the truck for free after VBS when the kids were getting picked up. And we all just hung out there and had Kona ice and connected together. We did the same idea on Friday afterwards. After pickup on Friday, we had a hot dog lunch in our friendship room or community center. And we invited the families, hey, stick around. Kids, keep chatting and hanging out with your buddies. We want to feed you and connect with you a little bit. Just to create more connection and relationship with these families. Also in this idea, we had the coffee crawl for the parents. So after drop-off, every morning, we had some of our volunteers at a local coffee shop, and we displayed this and told the parents about it. Hey, go to States, or go to Rags, or go to Drift, and that morning, there's going to be a VBS volunteer in their scuba shirt, and they would love to connect with you. So if you're a mom or you're a dad and you dropped your kid off at VBS and would love to just connect with some new people, get to know some other church folks, head on down to this coffee shop. And we had different leaders each day of the week leading those coffee hangouts and got to hear some great connection and conversations that came out of that. And so along the way, again, we're praying for spiritual impact. And then we're taking steps and doing all that we can to connect with these kids and families and see what God is doing in our community. And so that really is the heart of VBS and what we're trying to do. And that's all I got for you this morning. So, yeah, no. Here's what we're going to do, though. We just want to leave some space for us to pray as a church family. To pray in a couple ways. The band's going to come back up. We'll have just some background music. And just for a few minutes, we want to leave some space for a couple things. One, it could be, hey, maybe you're coming in this week and you're weary and it's been a heavy week. And like the song that we sang out, you know, you feel like you're in the wilderness or like the cup is empty or your heart is heavy and you just need to sit in the presence of God. We just want to leave some space for you to do that. We often don't slow down enough or turn down the noise of the world enough. And so what better way to connect with God at church than just to sit in his presence, say, Lord, here I am, and listen for his voice. The other way that we can pray in these few minutes together is for VBS and for the different kiddos that came through and the different families that were here. And just pray that the Lord would continue his work after this week. As these kids and families go about their business the rest of the summer, that they would have reminders of who God is, that maybe there would be this prompting for them to come back and engage here at FBC or at another church, that they would just listen for God's voice and that the Lord would lead them. So if you had, a popsicle stick with a kiddo's name on it, this would be one more reminder to pray for them. But if you didn't have a popsicle stick, that's okay too. You can just pray in general for all the kiddos and families that came through. Or hey, if there's anything else that God stirs up in your heart in these few minutes, bring that before the Lord and you can pray about that as well. So let me open us and then I'll close us in a few minutes. Father in heaven, we just thank you for the amazing truth that we can have friendship with you. And Lord, of course, as we approach you, there is awe, there is reverence. We are amazed at who you are, your beauty, your holiness, your perfection, your goodness, your power. There's no one like you. And so what an amazing truth that the eternal creator God of the universe would invite us to draw near to him and that you call us your friends. And so, Father, we sit now in your presence and ask that you would speak by your Spirit. Help us hear your voice. And would you hear our prayers?